Welcome to the Healing Trauma as a Christian Mama podcast. My name is Danielle Elizabeth, and here we dive into emotional healing and trauma recovery from a Christian perspective, also while integrating psychology and trauma modalities to support your healing and growth. This season, we are going to be looking at different tools and exercises and strategies that can go along with your healing journey. This is not meant to replace therapy. It is something that can come alongside to support your therapy, or if you are not able through time or finances to be working with somebody, this can be something that can help you keep moving along. So let's get into today's exercise. Welcome to episode one. I am so excited to be back. This season, I really wanted to just make really simple and easy episodes that are kind of almost bite-sized and really tangible, things that can just be useful in your life rather than me just kind of talking about a topic, which sometimes can be helpful. Sometimes we're in that learning phase of our healing, but I really wanted this season to be just filled with like tangible, actual things that you can implement into your life that can help you with your mental health, with your trauma recovery, all of the above. So today I just wanted to talk about three different tools that I use that have been really, really beneficial for me. So if you follow me on social media, you will have seen that I posted pictures of these three tools, but let's just get into it. So the first tool that I use on a very, very regular basis, almost every day, is the loop earplugs. So one thing that a lot of people don't realize is how overstimulating our environment can be, especially with sound. And so for me, when I am overstimulated with sound, I get angry. Like there is like a rage that comes out of me. I go to like immediately to my fight response when there is a lot of noise around me. And I have four young kids and our literal nickname is the Noisy Foisies because I would put an argument out that we might be the sixth loudest people in the world. At least it feels like that way some days. So when there's a lot of noise around me and a lot of just even commotion around me, I get really, really angry. And so these loop earplugs have been a lifesaver, especially like in my parenting journey and being a mom who's healing like in the midst of that parenting journey, which I know there's a lot of people who are listening who like fit that bill, right? We're moms. We can't really always control the amount of noise that is around us when our kids are, you know, tantruming or fighting or all of the things, right? So this has been a game changer. So how they kind of work is that there are different ones that Loop has, and there's different actually companies that do this. I just in particularly like these Loop ones, but they're little earplugs, kind of earplug things that go in your ear. And the ones that I have are called the Experience. So they allow you to still hear what people are saying, hear the noise that's going on around you, but it lowers the decibel very drastically. So I can still hear my kids talking and what they need. I'm not completely, you know, it's not completely noise canceling. I can communicate with them and stuff, but it lowers the decibel to the point where I physically can feel my body calm down. It's kind of hard to explain. But if you're someone that gets really overloaded by sensory input, which I think a lot of us do, a lot of people who have experienced trauma also, we're like way more susceptible to this. So there are other kind of, I guess, versions that they have. So there's one called Quiet, I know, and they even reduce the noise more. So I think it's like more noise canceling. So if you really need to block out all noise, that is what that is for. My Loop ones, that my Experience ones, came with these extra pieces that I can put into my Experience ones that take it to that decibel, I guess, that lower decibel. I did recently was online because I was telling someone about this because I literally tell everybody about these earplugs. Went onto their website because I have a discount code, which I will put in here. I'm not like it's not an ad. I'm not promoted by this company. I just love them so much. But they, I do have a discount code. I think it's 15, maybe 25%. I'm not quite sure. I will put that in here just in case you do want to buy some. But I was on their website looking at it, and they had this new version that is like a 3-in-1. So it's the loop earplug, but then I guess you can transfer, like go between all these different levels. So like you can be in the experience mode, you could be in the quiet mode, and then I don't know what the third one is, but you could go in between them all within the same earplug. So anyways, I highly, highly recommend trying this, especially if you are a mom who, like, I never connected it was the noise at first. So I wouldn't, if I was listening to this podcast episode, I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, noise is an issue for me. But if you find yourself getting really angry and ragey and really reactive when you're with your kids, and especially start to just pay attention, is it times where there's a lot going on? This could be a sensory, like a reaction to the sensory input that's coming in around you. Okay, so that's the first one, the loop earplugs. So the second tool that I use, and my kids actually use probably even more than me now, is called the Calmigo. So it's this little device. It kind of almost looks like a puffer to a degree. And it is more or less designed to just help you regulate your breathing. There is so, so much research now that is kind of proving that, you know, our breath work and our nervous system state are very connected. And it's something that can help us re-regulate when we can get our breath, you know, regulated again. So when we're in that fight, flight, freeze mode, our body essentially goes into survival mode, and it just like, it takes care of the essential organs that are going to keep us alive. So our body kind of reacts in a way that takes away from other parts of our body that might not be as like survival mode. So like I notice for myself, when I go into those states, like I have no saliva in my mouth. So doing something to like bring saliva back into your mouth actually can show your body like, okay, I'm safe. It's okay. So that's what this cool tool is kind of helping us with, but in terms of our breath, actually in a few senses, because on the plate in front of it, so you kind of hold it up to your mouth like you would with a puffer, and there's a plate right on the front that's kind of facing you. And so it actually has like an essential oil like infused into it. So I got the one that was, I think, lavender. So as I'm also breathing in, I'm also breathing and smelling that essential oil. And one argument is that our smell, I'm not going to say it right because like it's like the olfactory or something, that smell is one of the fastest pathways to our brain to tell our body like, it's okay, we're safe. And so that I think is actually a really important part of this device, is that smell factor as well. So essentially how it works is you have to breathe in and you breathe out longer than you breathe in. And as you breathe out, the goal is, there's two things on it. One is like these three little lights. So you want to breathe out, so all three lights light up. If you don't breathe out long enough or hard enough, they're not going to light up. And so that kind of shows you, yep, my breath is not at my like goal of what it's going to do to help me right now. The other thing you can have it is, you can have it on a mode that does the light and a vibration. So my kids really like this one because it's hard sometimes to be like, if you think about having something up to your mouth, it's kind of hard sometimes to see those lights. And so that vibration is a good indication like, oh, okay, I did it. So yeah, you breathe in, breathe out longer than you breathe in. So you're exhaling for longer, which is a really like common thing you'll hear. However, when you're in a really dysregulated state, sometimes you think you're doing these things and you're really not. Like, so I used to always think like, oh yeah, I am breathing out longer, right? But when I would do, when I started using this tool, I really was not. It took so much longer than I thought to actually be doing that properly. So that's why this tool is so, so great, because it just really is like, oh, vibrated. And I think the goal is to actually do it like three times properly in a row. And that's really your body slowing down, turning on that parasympathetic nervous system, and helping you re-regulate or move back up the ladder in this hierarchy of being regulated. And being regulated is at the top of the ladder. So if you hear me saying that, that's what I mean. I find this tool has been a game changer with my kids. My kids are like now asking for it when they're super dysregulated themselves. So that is just awesome. It's just a tool that helps our whole family. We have two of them in the house now. And so, yeah, this is called the CalmEgo. Again, I will link to all of this in the episode and on my social media if you want to look into some of these things. So the last tool that I'm going to talk about today is, it's called the Calm Carry, the one that I have. But I actually, the first time I saw it, I saw it called the Chill Pill. So what I've realized about this little device is that I think it's like one device that different companies sell and they kind of call it something different, but I think essentially, and I could be wrong, but I think essentially it's like the same actual device. Okay. So it's this little device that you hold in your hand, and what it's supposed to do is help with anxiety. But one of the main reasons I actually ordered it was it says it helps with sleep, like with insomnia, with falling asleep and stuff. And I have my entire life struggled with falling asleep. I typically even I've taken sleeping pills in the past. I've been on medication to help me sleep. In the last years, I take more melatonin and try more natural things. But even that is I get dependent on. I really have a hard time falling asleep, especially when my anxiety is really high, because then my brain won't turn off and it's just a whole mess. So Instagram ads really got me with this one for honestly, I don't even know. It was definitely over 6 months, but probably maybe even closer to a year that I was seeing the ads for it, really clicking on it and almost buying it and then never buying it. And I don't know what really got me one day. I think maybe there was a sale. I don't know. You know how marketing works. But I ordered it and I was very skeptical of it because I was I've tried a lot for sleep and anxiety, and I really didn't even understand how it really worked. And I don't really know that I fully do now. So really great marketing I'm doing here. So I got it and I've actually been pleasantly surprised with how much it has been helping. So the little device you hold in your hand and I guess on one side, there's almost it kind of looks like a button. That's what I thought it was, but it actually isn't. It's the best layman's terms I feel like I can describe it as. It's almost this little electronic pulse that is pulsing into your hand. It's got something to do with acupuncture. It's got something to do with electric waves in your body and all this stuff. I'm really not doing it justice. I would highly recommend, if you're interested in this, going to read their website on it, which I will link in this, but they explain it far, far better than me and have some videos explaining it as well. I'm just going to tell you my actual results with it so far more than I'm actually telling you about the device. I have been oddly surprised about how it's helping with sleep. When I put it on, I use it at night when I'm trying to fall asleep. And while I'm using it, you can feel it. It kind of magnetic pulse into your hand. And every time I've used it, I'm kind of what the heck is this doing? However, I wake up the next morning and I'm wait, when did I fall asleep? Wait, did I? I don't remember being awake for an hour and a half, pondering all these wild anxiety-ridden thoughts of what if this happens? What if this happens? Because that's what I tend to do if I'm falling asleep and I'm anxious. And I'm whoa, I don't remember doing that last night. Do I just forget about it? I don't know. But now it's been consistent enough that it's every time I use this, I fall asleep quicker and don't really have any recollection of sitting there with anxiety all night. The other thing that I'm really noticing is that when I'm really anxious during the day and I use it, because I didn't really understand. I'm if it's helping me fall asleep, if I use it during the day, is it going to make me fall asleep? It doesn't. I don't know why. It's just, it's not really about the falling asleep, I guess. It's just helping your body, I don't know, feel safe. And that just helps whether you're trying to fall asleep or not, or I guess during the day. So I started using it because I fly on planes a lot and I am the most anxious flyer in the world for someone who travels as often as I do. And so I was using it on the plane and it was really helping. And then just just this past week, I've started using it a little bit during the day when I get anxious, and I'm just finding it actually really helps. It's just, again, all three of these tools or devices or whatever you want to call them, all they're really doing, if you really like step back and look at it, they're doing it in different ways, but all they're really doing is showing your body that, you know, you are safe. It's okay. And that is monumental for how we're going to be thinking, feeling, and behaving. If you've listened to me talk before, I talk a lot about the nervous system state that you're in directly impacts how you're thinking, feeling, and behaving. If you're anxious, you're going to be thinking all of those thoughts like what if and worrying. If you're in that freeze mode, you're going to feel hopeless and you're going to feel discouraged and numb. So the whole point of this is that when you can get your body feeling safe, you can have the regulated thoughts come back online. And so that's really essentially what these three tools are helping me do. However, they're game changers. They are actually impacting my life on such a positive, in such a positive way, on such a positive level, and helping me show my body I'm safe, which can help my thoughts come back online to like actually being productive and solution focused and not getting caught up in all the anxious thoughts that I can get caught up in when I'm dysregulated. So anyways, these are three tools that I've been using pretty regularly. And my family uses some of them, not all of them. I think the chill pill or the carry calm one, kids can use as well. My one daughter who would benefit the most from it doesn't love the way it feels on her. She's very, very sensory sensitive though. My other daughter actually quite likes it. So she's used it a little bit more. So I will, you know, on my social media, I'm not going to do a whole episode about how everyone's liking it, but I will like post about how people are, you know, reacting to these things differently because we're all obviously all different people. We interpret sensory stimuli differently. So it's going to like, one's going to be really good for one kid. One's going to be good for another kid or person. And so I'll keep updating that on like which ones my kids and myself like more and stuff like that. But this is just a brief kind of review on three tools that have been becoming part of my daily life that have been pretty big game changers for my mental health and emotional health. So yeah, hopefully one of those can help you, or if you're on the fence about trying one of them. The cool thing about a lot of the companies that do these sorts of, you know, devices or tools or whatever, they're pretty good with their like return policies and stuff, in the sense of like, if you use this for 30 days and it doesn't help, send it back. We will give your money back. So I find that to be low risk when I'm trying things. And so, yeah, I hope some of these things will help you. That is it for today's episode. I hope what you learned today or heard about today can be something that really benefits your life. As always, if you need more support, please never hesitate to reach out. I am sometimes accepting new clients. Sometimes I've got some free resources that I can send along. And sometimes it's just a friend to develop a relationship with that can understand what you're going on and validate your experiences. And if that's all I can be to you, I am so happy to do that. So reach out if that's where you're at. If not, have a great day and talk to you next time.